I'm Tamara.
And I'm Rel. And this is the Fearful Friends podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome, everyone.
So how's your week been?
Just dandy. St. Paddy's Day week. I'm not Irish, and I'm just working all the time. But other than that, it's a great week.
Oh, wow, that was really good. I'm not even going to try.
We're starting out with an offensive accent. It's a great way.
So I chopped off my hair.
I saw.
It
could have been worse.
It was a slightly manic moment. Not the actual hair cutting, but making the appointment.
That was a professional job.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. I made the appointment the Sunday night before I was going into that week of my boss not being there and knowing it was going to be a really bad week. So I had something to look forward to. That was like my manic moment. And you know, I have not gotten my hair cut like at a salon.
Since I've known you, yeah. At least, because you've always been the one to cut my hair, Mrs. Yes. Beauty Salon degree.
Yeah, so.
I don't know what it's actually called.
It's like cosmetologist.
That.
So I treated myself and I was like, if I'm going to cut off all my hair, like, I've never gone this short myself. Like, never cut it myself. So I was like, I have to have someone else do this. So
I think that was a smart decision.
Yeah.
So if it was me, I'd just been like saving money. I would have just watched some YouTube videos and lopped it off myself.
That'd pay
for the consequences afterwards.
That's where the manic moment came in. And then I just didn't cancel the appointment. I just kept it.
I'm so proud of you.
So I had time to think about it, but
I did a very similar thing with my dentist appointment. I had it and then I canceled it 2 days before the appointment. The end.
Oh god, I cancel all of my dentist appointments.
It needs to happen. My husband actually convinced me against it. He said, you have a lot more other issues to focus on other than your teeth. I just wanted to start at the easy thing,
right? So I also have a new baby niece.
Oh my god, you scared me.
I also have a baby now. I have a niece. She was born on the 14th.
Wait.
My sister-in-law had a baby.
Danielle?
Mm-hmm.
What?
She had a baby.
Congratulations, Danielle. Didn't even know she was pregnant.
The baby was a month early, but is 7 pounds.
Okay.
And
that's a big baby for
a
month early.
She's in the NICU. She's having a little bit of issues, but nothing bad. Like, but I can't
Congrats.
Wait to meet her.
I
haven't met her. I'll probably go tomorrow. I'm excited.
Congrats.
Yeah. You were telling me about your dryer that you fixed yourself, like a badass.
Well, what happened was, everything financially has just been like compounding, and it's just like vet bills for my dog and something else that's going on with Matt, and it's just like it got to a head. And then like one day I was just doing my laundry and I heard a big pop and I walked out and my dryer stopped, and it's just like, I know I just put that on and it was still hot. And I would hold down the button and nothing would happen. And I just got so fucking fed up with life. And I looked up a YouTube video. In my manic moment, Matt walks into the garage and I'm holding power tools.
Oh
and
my
he's
God.
Just like, just don't hurt yourself, honey. But I took apart the dryer. I found out that it was a dryer belt had snapped. It's a pretty easy fix. It was like $11 on Amazon, but $30 manufacturer part. But anyways, that's the boring stuff. I'm gonna replace it Sunday.
I'm so proud of you. I did something very similar when I got my water bill, and it was $100, and I was like, uh-oh. And I looked at like the usage graph that they put on there.
Yeah, where'd you have a leak?
Like, the year before, it was like more than half. Like, I had like almost tripled my water usage from like the exact same month, and like I know my toilet in my bathroom has been running. Oh, I've just been too like
there
lazy.
It is. Yeah.
And
you just need to replace that flap or whatever.
Well, I had like tried to do a few things with it, and it wasn't the flapper, and like I had watched a few videos and like bought the part, but it wasn't really that bad. And I guess just like over the last month, it like really deteriorated, and it was the fill valve. So my manic moment was turning off the water to my toilet, replacing the fill valve, and fixing my toilet like all on my own.
Did you fix it?
Yeah, I fixed it. I'm so proud of myself. I mean, it does flush 3 times now every time you flush it, but that's
I feel like that's using a lot of water.
It's a simple, I just have to adjust the stuff on the fill valve, and I just haven't done it. Well, but
congratulations. And welcome everyone to the Fearful Friends podcast, where we also fix all of our appliances.
Yeah, we help you with all of your home repair.
Handy females that don't need no man because they're in the other room playing video games.
Seriously.
And we're busy.
I walked into the room where Rich was like playing his like driving video game, and I was like, can you call your dad, see if he has another adjustable wrench? And he's like, what is that?
Oh,
it's an adjustable wrench.
Do yourself a favor, buy yourself your own toolkit.
I do. My adjustable wrench just didn't open up enough.
Goodness. My dad got us a big-ass toolkit for Christmas, and I use it all the time.
Yeah. Rich likes to say that it's his tools, but
I was literally going to say that, and then I was just like, I don't know who's going to listen to this podcast, but whenever his dad comes over to fix something, he's just like, Matt, go get your drill, and I'm like,
that's my drill.
I bought that drill.
Yeah.
Matt, go get your toolbox.
That's my toolbox.
Yeah. Matt's never picked up that toolbox in his life.
We'll just, like, bedazzle the handles of everything.
And then and it's just, like, funny, because, like, his dad came over the other day, and he like went out to the garage, and he was just like, oh, what you got going on out here? If Matt had said like he had taken apart the dryer and all this other stuff, his dad would have been like, wow, I'm really proud of you, son. But I was just like, oh yeah, I took it apart, and I've got the part on order, and it's coming tomorrow. I'm gonna put it together this weekend. And he was just like, cool. So yeah. But you know what? I don't let it get me down. I still gotta dry my clothes because we don't like crusty towels in this house.
Oh my god.
I don't understand why they're crusty.
Yeah, I know.
Alright, well,
let's get into the bitching about...
Let's talk about what we are, first of all.
Yeah.
We're best friends, man. Mm-hmm. We just like to talk about stuff.
Yep, we've worked in customer service.
Yep. We've dealt with a lot of people bitching at us. Mm-hmm. And... spooky things and true crime things are outlet, and not only that, but we like talking to each other. That's another outlet for us.
Yep.
So we just wanted everybody else to hear it.
Yep.
Or not. You know, whoever wants to listen.
So we get together, bitch about the horrible stuff that happens at work, and then we tell each other a story.
Yeah.
To distract.
For the better or the worse. Right. You know? A distraction to the distraction at the end of the day.
It could be a horrible story.
The worse the story, the better you feel about your life.
Yeah. So, what happened at work?
Oh, it's been a... It's fine.
Really?
I mean, today was a short day. It was fine. I'm trying to think of any funny interactions that I had with... Oh, I did have a funny interaction yesterday with a customer. I don't have kids. Tamara has a daughter. So you might have a different opinion than me on these. But I like walked into the store. I'm already tired. It's a truck day. I'm going to be working my ass off all day long. I already know that. And I haven't even gotten to punch in yet. And this lady, like, stops me at the front of the store, inside the front doors, with her kid screaming its head off and, like, throwing blueberries all over the store, ripping at his pants. And she's just like, excuse me! Excuse me! And I, like, walked over because I'm just like, maybe she needs help or something. And she was just like, do you think it's appropriate that he takes his pants off in this store? And I, like...
This is the kid's mom asking you that?
thank you. I dead ass looked at her and I was just like, first of all, I'm not on the clock. And I was just like shocked. And then I walked up to another one of my coworkers who had also had an altercation with this woman. And she's just like, I'm sorry, but if that was my kid, he'd be out in the car getting his ass whooped right now. And I'm sorry, but that's how my parents would have done me. Like,
first of all, that would never be my kid.
You don't behave that way, and you don't fucking ask strangers to parent your child for you. You just don't.
So fucking right. You were just trying to, like, shame your child. Obviously, whatever you're doing is not working. If your kid's throwing blueberries in a grocery store. So my bitch about work, I got written up this week.
Lovely. For the thing that happened last week?
No, but it's something that happened on that same day that I wasn't even aware of. Oh,
my goodness. You need to leave that place.
I know. It was just, like, I mean, it kind of was my fault, but I was having, like, that horrible day, and I just didn't, like, do my due diligence, and... You know, I work in banking, and so there's money on the line, obviously. But, you know, it was just, like, a stupid error that I made because I was having such a horrible day already. And now that I'm thinking about it, that day was a full moon. It was a wild day.
Yeah.
So my boss, like, I have to love her. She walks up to me, and she's like, don't freak out. And I'm like, I'm ready. Don't say that. And she starts, like, telling me what I did, and I'm like, honestly, I don't even remember this transaction. Like, and it was a pretty big transaction, and normally I'm, like, very good about remembering, like, stuff like that. I was like, I don't remember at all. Like, I'm sorry, I don't remember. And this goes into, like, also the medicine that my psychiatrist prescribes me that I don't even want to take, but, like, it was an emergency that day, and I had to take it. It made me feel so drowsy. So... I had that whole situation at work, and thankfully my boss is very, like,
understanding, like, about the whole thing.
Yeah, and she's like, you know, fuck work. Like, you know, they will hire someone else. Like, you're so replaceable at work, but, you know, your family can never replace you.
100%.
So she's so understanding, and she's like, I'm sorry that I have to do this. She's like, I know this is not you, and I know you were having a bad day. And even, like, my district manager, like, called her and was like, are you shocked by this?
And so my boss wasn't, like, either of them that pushed through the
write-up? I mean, they had to, because, like, you know, like,
they can't let, when certain things slide,
happen, like, there's, like, okay, then this has to happen, and then we have to, like, check these boxes. And, like, you know, it just, whatever. I've never even been written up before. So, like, it was just a shitty day. But... who cares? Write me up. I would have walked out that day. I came so close. Honestly, I should have just gone to the hospital. It was a horrible day. I was going to go to the hospital.
And then you could have given them a doctor's note when they tried to give you a write-up.
Right. It was...
whatever. You were clinically insane for the day.
I was. That was... I've never had anything like that. Like, I was choking.
Yeah.
It's terrifying. So,
what story do you have to distract me today?
So, I have the story of the disappearance of Layla and Raymond Howard.
Okay, I don't think I've ever heard of this one before.
It's the real story behind the 90s hit song, The Way by Fastball.
I don't know that song.
You do know that song.
I do know that song.
Because it plays on every corporate... like radio in the stores now, so we listen to it at work a million times.
It's the El Dorado song.
I don't think it's the El Dorado song, but it's
something about gold. I can hum it.
Yes, that one.
Yeah,
so pause, go listen to it, come back, the song's gonna be stuck in your head. It's a great song. I love it. So June 29th, 1997, married couple Layla and Raymond Howard, both in their 80s, took their yearly trip to the Pioneer Day Festival, 15 miles from their house in Central Texas. Layla's son Hal was concerned for the pair and begged them to let him drive them. They refused him, and eventually Hal gave in and allowed them to take the trip themselves. Even though Layla had been showing early signs of Alzheimer's disease, and Raymond had recently suffered a stroke and had been experiencing memory lapses. The Howards had met later in life, united by a love for their church. The Howards spent time enjoying life and were always on the go.
Go.
Yep. Due to the recent decline, their family tried to assist the couple as much as possible. Rhonda, Layla's granddaughter, at one point even tried to hide the keys to their car due to concern. Layla called Rhonda crying because she could not find her keys. Rhonda eventually gave the keys back because, quote, she couldn't stand her grandmother crying and she could feel how she hurt. Mm. The day of the festival came and the Howards family nervously waited for their return. They would usually stay until about 3, but when 5 p.m. came, the family grew concerned. And when they were not home by 8, their granddaughter contacted the police and local TV stations. She knew immediately that something was wrong.
Yeah, I mean, an older couple going missing for that long, it's nothing to...
Yeah, and it wasn't far. It was a 15-minute trip. Their disappearance gained media attention all over Texas. Hopes were high that first week. Police searching for them got many leads about people seeing them driving in their unmistakable maroon Oldsmobile. At one point, the Howards got the attention of a police officer in Arkansas, hundreds of miles from their home in Texas. Way off course. They were driving in the dark without their car's headlights on. The officer that stopped them reached in the vehicle and flicked the lights on for them himself and then sent them on their way. The officer had no idea at the time that the couple was missing.
Yeah, if he only knew what he, you know, I'm sure he knows now.
Yeah, so like it was all over media and the police were looking for them in Texas. Not in Arkansas.
So the APB that they put out on their car probably doesn't transfer to different states.
Right.
Or at least back then. When was this again?
This was in 1997.
Really? And they still don't do like multi-state APBs?
I think it was just like, did they feel that they needed to?
Oh. Yeah, that's true, yeah. I guess. Now they know. Right.
The Howards had family in Arkansas. They were shockingly only a mile away from their relative's house when they were stopped that night.
Oh.
Layla was very familiar with this area. Rhonda, their granddaughter, said Layla and Raymond would have, if they would have been in their right mind, they would have called and found their family's home. The traffic stop helped to narrow the search area, but police and families still had no answers as to the well-being of their loved ones. Layla's son made 3 trips from their home in Texas to Arkansas, each time searching the area they were last seen without any luck. The media sensation reached Texas local Tony Scalzo, lead singer of the alternative rock band Fastball. Tony was reading the local newspaper, searching for inspiration, when he came across the article on the missing couple.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Tony says,
hopefully the song aided in the search and didn't just profit off of it.
Tony says, I looked in the newspaper and right away their story struck me. It was an ongoing story, still no developments on the case. I just started getting these ideas. Well, maybe they didn't want to be found. Maybe they were just sick of being responsible and just want to go out and have fun.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, just run away. It's a romantic take on what happened. Tony said he pictured them taking off to have fun like they did when they first met. Tony has written had written the song in just a few hours. And then I'm going to read some lines from the song.
I love it.
I'm not going to sing them. That would be horrible.
Okay. I'll hum along.
They made up their minds and they started packing. They left before the sun came up that day. It's so weird to say it and not sing it. Where were they going without ever knowing the way?
Now I'm going to be so depressed every time I hear this song. Did they find these people? No. Are you going to tell me that? Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, this is bad.
When the car broke down, they started walking.
Did the car break down?
Who knows? Anyone can see the road that they walk on is paved in gold. They never get cold. They never get hungry. They never get old and gray.
That's because they're dead.
They won't make it home, but they really don't care.
Oh.
They're happy you're there today. Their children woke up and they couldn't find them.
Oh my God, that's so depressing and sad when you think about it being based on a real person. I just thought it was for, like, you know, the fucking quest to El Dorado to find the gold. You know, El Dorado.
I always thought that it was like children woke up and couldn't find their parents, but.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Tell me about how they found them. Is this bad?
Not great. The search for the couple continued, but leads stopped coming until day 13 of the search. There was a devastating break in the case.
Did they find a car? What?
Two boys walking home.
Oh, it's, why is it always the children that find them?
What I was thinking.
Why can't it be a fucking police officer that's seen a couple dead bodies in his day?
No, it had to be two adolescent coming of age children.
Or just like a woman walking her baby. And then she's just like,
I think it's a mannequin. Oh, hey,
yeah. Black Dahlia. Thank you.
So, two boys walking home by a creek area noticed a strong, foul smell. Ugh. When they got home, they told their parents, who called the police.
If my child came home and said, I smelled something weird over there, I'd be like, all right, it's a chemical plant. Chill out.
Don't go over there. I know.
I wouldn't call the police. No. Unless they said it was a sickly, sweet smell.
I don't want
because
to
then you know that that's a dead body.
I don't want to know.
Dead body smells sweet. Anyway, from what I hear,
their parents did call the police.
Good parents, good yeah. parents. I bet they've killed somebody before, because they know what that smells like.
What a way to jump!
Just saying.
Okay,
we wouldn't go there. I feel like we're pretty normal people.
I hope. Sorry. I'll stop snorting when I laugh. I'll try. When the cops checked the area, they found the maroon Oldsmobile at the bottom of a 25-foot. Cliff near Hot Springs, Arkansas.
So they drove off a cliff. Mm-hmm. Was the car damaged?
Yes.
So they drove off a cliff.
Yes.
The couple. It wasn't just placed there.
The couple was found by deceased aliens. In their vehicle. Some places that I read say that
aliens.
No.
Oh. Okay.
Some sources say that Raymond was in the car, deceased. And Layla was
ejected? Or?
No, that she was able to get out of the car. And she was found like 20 to 30 feet away where she had died.
When you say some sources.
They just weren't like credible. I saw it in a few different places in a few different stories. But from the main news articles, that she was actually in the car with him. So they died on impact is what I'm assuming.
How tall was the cliff again?
25 foot.
It's not very tall.
No.
No, I feel like I could jump that and live.
Let's test it out.
You're protected by a car with wheels on it. Bouncy. I'm just saying. Sounds a little suspicious.
I mean, there is definitely, like, suspicion around it, but... I don't.
25 feet's not that high.
I never thought about that, but like.
I mean, unless they hit like their head on something or broke their back or their neck.
So.
But they were in a car. It may with have cushioned been, seats.
Because they were going fast. So like there may have been an impact. So there were no skid marks at the top of the cliff. And investigators estimated the car had been going around 50 miles an hour leading up to the cliff.
Okay.
And this was apparently like. Like a windy road, or it had like a sharp turn in it. The Howards family did not initially know the song was written about.
They were just like, wow, this is really catchy. Yeah. And it really fits to my situation.
Yeah, they noted the similarities.
Oh God, it's about us.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, their granddaughter said. They just drove away. When their suspicions were confirmed, Raymond...
So the lead singer of the band knows what happened. before. Right.
No, so he he wrote the song before they were found.
They found the car.
Yeah.
Which so it was that. He was in the car. He knows what happened. He was in the spaceship that put the car there.
I didn't hear any.
It's so clear.
Any of these, but thank God we have you here.
I'm just here to poke holes.
So their family was blown away by the song in a positive way.
Really?
Yes.
I thought they would have been offended.
Right.
I think I would have been offended. Making money off of a tragedy. What?
She just cracked me up. So Layla's son Hal said he really liked the song. It was a living tribute to the couple.
Did they get a penny?
I did not look into that, but from what they said, Layla would have really loved it. Oh, so good. It was special to them.
I guess not everything's about money.
No.
It does help though.
No. So now Texas actually uses this case to help train police officers to identify signs of dementia or confusion.
Aww.
Which is a positive thing. And we also have like silver alerts now.
Yep. We didn't have those back then.
Yeah. To get more of the information more widespread about, you know, the elderly people that are missing. Yeah, so there are many suspicions online and other places like Reddit. There's, you know, rabbit holes you can go to.
That's what Reddit's known for.
Right. But I think it was just their mental state and something happened. Who knows? Like, it happened to both of them. Like, what is that? Like, folly ado? Like, they both were experiencing, you know, a mental break and got lost and went the wrong way.
A cliff?
Yeah, I mean, it was...
There are guardrails, road signs.
I don't know. Apparently, it was, like, a heavily, like, brushed area and their car went through the brush and the brush just kind of came back up.
I wonder if so maybe even she, like, fell asleep in the passenger seat and he dozed off or something.
She was driving and he was in the
passenger. She was driving.
Yeah. And like they had even searched that area before, but they didn't see the car because of how heavily like the
dense
trees
the forest was.
Uh-huh.
Wow. So, that's tragic.
It is. But I think it is just that they had a mental break and were confused, didn't know where they were, and maybe that they were like in Arkansas. It felt familiar because they had been in the area to see their family.
She knew the area well,
but they didn't exactly know where they were. Maybe they thought they were closer to home because it was a place they were familiar with.
I just can't imagine driving off a cliff though.
I know,
like, especially if you're familiar with the area like she was.
Yeah. They had done other things, like the family found their cat at home that they didn't, like, leave food for, so...
So she didn't plan on being away for very long.
Yeah, and, like, there was other weird things at their house that, like, just pointed to, like...
Or maybe they just hated their cat.
Maybe. I hate cats.
I'm not feeding you today!
They had just, like, done weird things, like, started packing up suitcase, and it was just, like, left open, and... Like other
what they were into,
right? Other things that, like, around the same time, like, they would go and they would be having conversations with their family at their house, and then they would just, I don't know what you're talking about, and like leaving cooking on the stove.
That's
and...
totally dementia. It's really sad how the mind goes.
Yeah,
the older you get.
So
we're all gonna be there.
God, I hope.
Hopefully not me.
So. It's a story. I love that story.
I'm very depressed.
That's good. Now you can go listen to the song and get it stuck in your head.
I love that song. It's such an upbeat song for such a sad, sad thing.
Like, it was romanticized. I like it. Just think about them, like, just going.
Yeah. I don't think they went where they wanted to go. No. Yeah, because now I'm just like, something else happened there. Every time there's a mysterious death, it's like, I just always lean towards someone put them there.
Aliens.
Someone put them there. Not even just aliens. There's like a lot of mob stuff going on that people don't know about. There's a lot of secret societies.
Lizard people.
Truly. Truly.
I think you've been listening to too many podcasts.
I think so. But keeps me alive. Keeps me distracted. In the rest of my life.
Well, that was so fun. I can't wait till next week to hear your story.
I'm a little nervous about it.
Do you know what it is yet?
I have a lot of ideas. I haven't nailed one down. And I wish that I could ask you which one you want to hear. But then that would ruin the surprise. And I'm like, do I go dark? Do I just like do a thinker? A spooky story? Like, I don't know.
I like spooky.
You don't or dark. Too dark?
Or dark. Fuck me up. I don't even care.
How are we talking?
Love it.
Like, you want gruesome?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Sure.
Ravenous.
Yes.
I've got them all. I've got a whole bunch of different ideas.
I'm excited.
I've also got like a lot of like educational episodes thought out too.
I'm so excited. Me like, too.
For instance, I would love, this is one of the, I would love to do an episode on the history of the death penalty.
I love it. I love it.
Specifically, the history of the death penalty in Florida, our home state.
Yes, Rel.
Pretty fucked up.
Yes, Rel. I
and
love
specifically,
it.
The chair, Old Sparky. That's one of my ideas. I want to do it. I've claimed it. Don't touch it.
It's all yours. All right. We'll come back next week for another episode.
Here's
where we can
some
distract
weird shit.
You.
We've got disappearances, spooky shit, murder.
All right. Well,
other
let us
things.
Let us distract you from your crazy life.
Because it certainly distracted us from ours.
Yep. Bye.
Love you. Bye.